brought to you by Penguin.
The Vagus Nerve Reset, written and read by Anna Ferguson.
The information contained in this book is for general purposes only. It is not intended as and should not be relied upon as medical advice. A medical practitioner should be consulted if you have any concerns about your mental or physical health. For Damien, by Anam Cara, the keeper of my heart and soul. Preface, my story, a roller coaster of emotions. When I was 10 years old, I was in a roller coaster accident that changed the course of my life. Although I was barely tall enough to reach the minimum allowable height on the measuring tape that afternoon, I was excited beyond words for my first roller coaster experience. Over the years, my two older sisters had enjoyed this thrill while I watched from a distance. Not this time. I received the nod of approval and began to eagerly climb the stairs, my sisters and dad in tow. I was a naturally adventurous and curious child. There was nothing I loved more than a challenge. And what could be more challenging than a scary roller coaster ride? Once seated and buckled in, despite my brave face, I found myself terrified. This fear felt different from other fears that I had experienced before, made more intense by the fact that I couldn't change my mind. Fortunately, my older sister was in the seat behind me. Her presence made me feel a little more safe and calm. The ride started off slowly, with the rhythmic sounds of the cart moving over tracks. We quickly picked up speed as we entered the first corner. I closed my eyes tight and repeated to myself, "This is fun," even though deep down it didn't feel that way. After we'd swept around that first corner, I tentatively opened my eyes and turned to glimpse my dad and my other sister in the cart behind. Then, our cart jerked around another corner and accelerated down a dip. When I turned to face forward again, I saw that the cart ahead of us had come to a stop. However, ours didn't seem to be slowing down. It kept gaining speed. Next thing, we slammed directly into the cart in front. Upon impact, my body was involuntarily propelled forwards, causing the seatbelt to dig painfully into my chest. Our cart immediately began to reverse quite rapidly for a few seconds. There was a big gap between us and Dad's cart, then proceeded to hurtle forwards once more. Everything happened so fast that I thought it was all planned, part of the ride. It was as if the ride had morphed into a kind of dodgem, and our cart had done a run-up, ready to dislodge the cart in front. We rammed into it again, and this time came to a complete halt. Upon the second impact, time stood still, as though I'd entered a dream. In this dream, I was safe, and nothing in the world was wrong. Faintly, I could hear howls of pain, but they were a long way off. If I stayed perfectly still, then hopefully whatever scary thing was causing those howls couldn't touch me. "Are you okay?" It was Dad's voice. He had climbed out from the cart behind us and made his way down the roller coaster tracks. The moment his face appeared in front of me, my bubble burst open. The quiet, distant sounds in my dream suddenly changed to a roaring in my ears, and with that came the terrifying realization that I could barely breathe. Terror gripped me. Every fiber of my being screamed to get out of there. Frantically, I tried to wriggle myself free, but my seatbelt was so tight across my chest that I couldn't move at all. I was trapped. Over the course of the next several hours, I dipped in and out of my dreamlike state. Whenever I became lucid, all around there was a hum of activity. I would find myself watching helicopters fly over, scaffolding being erected, paramedics appeared, placed an oxygen mask on my face, and then disappeared. Eventually, my sister and I were extracted from the cart, strapped into stretchers and carried back down to solid ground. Some days later, it was explained to me that it was a mechanical malfunction that had caused the cart ahead of us to stop. A number of people were taken to hospital, but were discharged the same day. My sister and I had sustained the worst injuries. It would be a month before I returned home. My injuries were primarily internal, a lacerated spleen, dislocated shoulder, and the most serious of all, my heart had been damaged. It had been bruised, myocardial contusion, by the impact. At first, the main concern was the potential of heart attack. Thankfully, that didn't happen, but my heart rate was and remains in a seriously elevated state. After I was moved from emergency and onto the ward, my family...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?